You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, and welcome to a special evening edition of The Most Interesting Thing in Tech. I've just returned from a dinner in which George Soros gave a speech that will almost certainly be big news for at least a little while. In it, he made a pretty important argument. He said, first of all, technology plays a foundational role in functioning of democracy. That I totally agree with. I completely agree that one of the most interesting questions for the world right now is why these technological tools that should promote democracy haven't seemed to be doing so, and why even as tech has become more powerful, the world has become more authoritarian. So that was sort of principle number one. Second argument he made is that with the age of machine learning, this will become even more important and even more profound. He made the argument that because of China's success and the energy it's put into machine learning, there could be a power given to authoritarianism. And he said that that is the greatest threat to open society in the world right now. And they made a follow-up argument, which is that because of that, the United States needs to take a very adversarial position to China. And then, further upon that, he also said that the United States needs to crack down and be much tougher on the tech platforms in this country he believes are motivated entirely by profit. So, as I said, there is much that I agree with in this. I certainly agree with the foundational question and the importance of it. But there are a couple things I don't agree with. So one of them is the notion that the best way to respond to the rise of China is with antagonism. And I don't think that's right. You can make a counter-argument and say, yes, China is doing extraordinary work with AI. AI could be a tool that promotes authoritarianism. But the way to counter it is with an embrace, not with a fist. The second assumption that, very complicated, basically his all-out critique of the big tech platforms. And my view is that AI is getting built by a very small number of companies. I'd much rather a world in which the AI is built by Facebook and Google, or even by Facebook and Google in conjunction with Alibaba, Baidu, and Tencent, than a world in which we've beaten the U.S. tech platforms to the ground. It's all built by the Chinese tech companies. The world I want is one of technological cooperation. I think that's surely what George Soros would like too, but there are some differences in how we think we should get there. However, George Soros, extremely intelligent man, has played a huge role in promoting open societies around the world. The speech is going to get a lot of attention. It's going to start a lot of debate. It's definitely the most interesting thing in tech.